This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Houstonian Laureen Adamore is holed up in one of the three shelters Dallas has set up for people fleeing Hurricane Harvey. It's a familiar feeling. 12 years ago, she was rescued by boat when her New Orleans home was swamped by Hurricane Katrina. With the first warning days ago of Harvey's potential devastation, Laureen Adamore figured getting out was a good idea. Actually, she was already here on business. As she heard of floodwaters rising back home, Adamore and her 26-year-old son checked into a shelter in southern Dallas.
I'm a Katrina evacuee, and I'm not going to endure the same thing that I endured with Katrina. I was anxious already, considering the fact that we're all on the heels of the 12-year anniversary of Katrina, so I'll never ride out another hurricane.
Katrina struck New Orleans a dozen years ago, August 29th. Walking into the Tommy Allen Recreation Center off Bonnie View Road triggered bad memories.
When I came here and I saw the cots, I was telling my son that I don't think I could do it, because when we went through the Katrina, my husband was there, and he's since passed in 2013 of brain cancer, but he's the one that put me on the boat in New Orleans, and that's how we got to Houston. So we all came to the shelter together, and just to walk in the shelter and see this whole thing again and he's not here is just pretty traumatic.
Adamore's been away from home since Harvey made landfall. She's already dismissed thoughts, however, of returning quickly. She figures, what's the use?
We realized that we couldn't get back home because the area that we lived in is a flood zone. I have a daughter that's in Humble, and she's 35 miles north of me, and they're in a higher ground. She has water coming in her house.
Adamore is staying busy despite being stuck here. The car of another daughter fleeing Houston just broke down a few miles away.
So we're going to try to get her and try to get her car started and bring her back to the shelter.
And try to escape those memories from 12 years ago. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.